You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Old School, one more segment before we get our 4th of July started because we will not be on tomorrow. Man, I still can't believe my man had Gator, though. That looked pretty sweet.
Gator don't play.
No. And I heard it's good, though.
Mm-hmm. I had fried Gator when I had it, so yeah. Probably not the same, but it's fine. It's
good. Yeah, I mean, I think if you know, if you know, I think now the only good thing about social media, not the only, I mean, if you use it right, social media, you can learn a lot, to cook a lot of things that you normally wouldn't be able to make. I like it, though, man. I mean, I haven't had it yet. I wouldn't hesitate to have it, you know? There's a lot of food that I've seen people eat and stuff like that. I just haven't been able to eat yet.
What's tops on your list of, I got to try this? Maybe not cook it yourself, but bucket list foods for you.
I've had everything that's essentially bucket list, but I just haven't had, like, you know, I haven't had like the gar and stuff like that. You know, stuff that I've seen on the internet. I haven't had alligator. I'd probably say something like that, but I would not eat frogs, though.
Really?
Frog? No.
I think there's not much meat on frogs.
The big ones, them big ones they eat. I just don't like the way frogs look.
They're weird.
Yeah. And I go back and forth. I wish we had more time for the text line, is that I've been seeing a lot. Now, first of all, I know in certain parts of the world, they eat carp like it's...
On the regular.
On the regular.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen more people in North America, or just obviously... You know, just assuming that they're in North America, really debunking that that you can't eat carp.
Hmm.
This one guy, he's a really cool guy. He's out in California. He came over from Vietnam and all this other stuff. And he's like, Americans don't eat carp. They don't understand carp. They eat vegetables. It's a good fish. The dude interviewed him. Just was an awkward silence. Like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah. The carp is the first big fish I ever saw. I thought I was, you know, catching a shark. I was a little kid and, you know, fishing up in Minnesota. So, Northern pike is good. I'm going to tell you one thing that's on my bucket list. That's to catch a muskie.
They're
real finicky. And it's either hit or miss. I have a friend of mine up in Minnesota. His name is Brandon Lawhead. Every time I look on the internet, or every time he goes fishing, like, the, you know, like during the, like, fall, he catches a muskie and catches multiple of them. I know people that consider themselves probably a better, I know for a fact they're better fishermen than me. They go fishing all the time. They got ice houses and all that. They haven't caught one. Matter of fact, this dude named Benji Hadorf hasn't caught one. He's one of the first people I met in Minnesota. He still hasn't caught one. This dude goes and catches them just like, and then he just goes home. Like, yeah, I caught one.
Another day at the office.
Yeah, another day at the office. or it's the same people, or same picture to keep.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Recycling, but either way, you know, I'd probably catch a muskie. And the only reason I say that is because when I was playing in Buffalo, and one of the first, well, I think the first autograph signing that I remember, big one I did with my dad, was down in the Minneapolis Convention Center, like kind of like almost like an outskirts of downtown. So my dad was like, all right, man, you know, I'm picking you up at the airport. We'll get some lunch and we'll go. And, you know, then I was there for a while. And I'm like, man, you know, and it was a fishing, like a, you know, there was boats and everything. I mean, it was like, you know, you go in there, it's the same place they did the NFL experience. It was okay. Like, I was like, yo, people are crazy. Well, where we signed had our booth it was next to all the biggest like displays, you know, like they took up the most space, was all these people that had, you know, lures and all this stuff that was supposed to help people catch muskie. And I was thinking to myself, just like the Duck Dynasty, if you could come up with one that actually sometimes worked or looked like it worked, you'd be a gazillionaire. Because if there's that many to catch a muskie, that means none of them are working.
None of them.
Yeah. But the line was long. And it was great for us because once they would leave there, they would come and, you know, they were paying for autographs. So we broke bread off it. But I thought to myself, and that's when I realized that, you know, catching a muskie was hard.
Problem for you, too, is that your boy catches them during the fall. That's football season.
Yeah, I'd still go up there on a bye week, but I'm afraid if I go up there, then we both won't catch one.
Mm.
Yeah. My dad did. You remember Kent Herbeck?
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad, he won't ever admit it, but it's kind of like when YouTube first came out, and then it was a local, like, outdoors channel, you know, up in Minnesota. Uh-huh. So they had it. Kent Herbeck is a outdoorsman, and among other things. So him and my dad are pretty cool. So he had my dad out on the fishing boat. It was fall. It was windy. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad almost fell in the lake. I was dying.
Oh, man.
I was dying. Because I was asking him. Because, you know, my dad, he get on to talk junk. So I was asking him on the phone. It's like, hey, what channel is on or whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, man, don't worry about it. It wasn't really that good. He almost fell in. And so he ain't catch nothing. So anyways, good fond memory from July 4th. Hope everybody is safe and obviously, you know, partake in whatever you can. And partake with good people. And we'll be talking to you next week. Jay Foreman for my main man, Austin Norman. We're old school, the new school way. We'll holler at you next week.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.